Chapter 8, The Magnet of Life. This is the eternal life, to know the true and living God. I am the magnet of salvation, and will draw all men unto me. If you are truthful in that which is least, then you can be truthful in that which is great. You can arouse God in your consciousness as God was aroused in the ship at Galilee. It is good to have this faith which is realization. The faith which is realization and recognition of the presence is that which suddenly becomes aware of the fact that no matter how far astray your boat has gone and into what depths it has drifted, there is a Christ within which, when awakened or recognized, will instantly restore harmony and make the human waves of fear and belief subside and perfect peace ensue. Do you begin to see the glorious instantaneous effect of this recognized presence? I am the magnet of salvation, and will draw all men unto me, is the essence of encouragement. For we begin to see and understand the law which says, "Ye did not choose me, but I chose you." The power has chosen you as one of the vessels into which the glorious overflowing expression of life is to be poured, and now you are beginning to realize your mission in life as a bearer of the Word, the living, vibrating substance of God. He made himself as God was one of the things with which they charged Jesus, and yet what else could he make himself as? He was God created and God sustained in a God universe. You, too, will come to that place where you will make yourself as God, because you will recognize absolutely no other than the one God, Lord of Lords and Master of the whole creation, and you will accept the inspired word that you were made in His image and likeness. And what could be more glorious than this blending with the universal God and the doing away with all the little man-gods that roam about? Perfect love casteth out fear. For your sakes, I, the I Am, am revealing to you that there is no fear except that engendered by your human belief. There is nothing to fear in my kingdom. My stand is independent of every mortal. I have come treading the winepress alone. I detach myself from everything. All people are the children of God. God is wiping away all tears from your eyes. I am taking away your sorrows. God looks out of your beautiful eyes. He sees that it is very good. So many blessings you cannot count them. Christ in you and Christ in me will make the whole world what it ought to be. Do you hear, you who read these lines? God wipes out the belief in a personality and gives you the glorious materialized spirit. For the moment you recognize this glorious revelation, I am here, I am there, I am everywhere. In truth and in deed, you will see it into manifestation. Prove me now and see if I will not open windows in heaven and pour out a blessing ye cannot receive. It will be so much more than the human mind has ever dreamed possible. It will be along lines that the human mind has been unable to accept as being possible. It will be so everlastingly complete and full that you will never doubt again. You will be like the man who found the pearl of great price and sold all to possess it. And when he had it, he buried it in a field, in a new state of consciousness. Now, do you see how it is that I have come to tread the winepress alone? How it is that you have to receive your own wine, inspiration? Just imagine it. You are at the point of something wonderful. You are treading the winepress alone. You are the source of your own inspiration. Jesus came stating in a way and manner which we can hear and appreciate, and at the same time stripping the glorious word of all human bondage or personality. Look out of your beautiful eyes. Are you beginning to note the direct message? You are told to do things only that you are capable of doing. Look out of your beautiful eyes. Go ahead. Look. Yes, it is something like the feel of stretch forth your hand. There is something there that does not appear on the surface. Be whole contains something so big and so wonderful that if you pause for a moment, you have to exclaim, I want to, but I do not see how. And you do not, and you will not until you come again to the point where you will rise to the issue and accept blindly as far as the human sense is concerned. Blindly, as far as the human reasoning and appearances are concerned, with the fearlessness and audacity of a child taking its own and using its own. It is wonderful. Do you begin to see a little what the new day is revealing to us? Fret not yourself. Be not anxious. Just be still and hear the fluttering of the unmanifest bird of freedom trying its wings for the new flight. There is nothing to fear in my kingdom. My kingdom is here and now, and you are in it the moment you recognize the Father as omnipresent and eternal. There is nothing to fear in my kingdom, and the kingdom is everywhere. Do you hear, you who read this line? Be still. There is nothing to fear in my kingdom. Jesus did not give absent treatments, for he knew, I am everywhere, always. Perhaps that is one of the most revolutionary statements ever made in the field of metaphysics. Thousands of people say they give absent treatments, and they speak a truth, for when you give an absent treatment, it is you, the person that is giving it. But when the I am speaks the word, it is not absent, it is there. And do you see the way in which you, as the avenue through which this glorious power is coming into expression, are being used? I am here. I am there. I am everywhere, is what we all have been saying about God, and so it is with you and your patient. If you make your bed in hell, I am there just the same. And if you go to the uttermost parts of the earth, I am there. At last, we are beginning to glimpse some of the wonders. So many blessings, you cannot count them. Beyond your highest affirmation lie the fields of endless joy beyond degree. The abundance of the fullness of the attributes of God is now manifest in your body and soul. The manifest Christ reveals what the unmanifest Christ conceals. The manifest Christ reveals what the unmanifest Christ conceals. That which is and has been eternally true will manifest itself to you just as soon as the union is made between the soul and body, and a fit dwelling place is made for the manifestation of spirit. Beyond your highest affirmation lies the fields of endless joy beyond degree. Beyond everything you can think or ask is the way it is written in the scriptures, and the things that are not seen and heard and have not entered into the heart of man are the things that are beyond your highest affirmation. Beyond the human idea of good lies the reality of God, which is above all of the pairs of opposites. The abundance of the fullness of the attributes of God is now manifest in your body and soul. What are the attributes of this God of whom you have thought so much? But the freedom into expression of the idea that has been pressing upon you for outpicturing all these years. The attributes of God, the abundance of the attributes of God. If I attempt to count them, they are as the sands of the seas. Do you see? This very abundance is pressing upon you now, right now, on you. As you read, and as I write, what do you say? Why, I believe you are making an agreement with me, just as we are both making agreement with God in all that he says. If fear assails you, do the things you fear. There is no need to pray, only praise God day and night in all things. There is no need to pray, sounds sacrilegious after you have been told to pray without ceasing. But the true prayer is merely the praise and constant recognition. Do you begin to see the difference between the letter and the spirit? We praise God always by recognizing His presence in everybody and thing. The old idea of prayer was to tell God that He was a great and terrible God and that you were the worm of the dust in need of something that you did not think you ought to have, but at the same time you wished you could have. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Blessings are like things bought on the installment plan. If you do not pay for them, they will be taken away. If you do not praise God for them, they will disappear. Return to God consciousness, the mind that Jesus had. Contact this mind and you will be free. The spirit within you will return. Whatsoever you desire will come to pass. The glory of God here and now lifts you far beyond all lack, fear, and limitations. Beloved, do you not see that the glory of God's love is at this moment reaching you with its great awakening power, and that you are beginning to experience the feel of the presence? Can you, in face of all the beliefs, accept the glory of God as here and now, and deliberately place yourself in the position of receiving the gifts of the Spirit? To be lifted by the glory of God here and now, the flesh must be spiritualized by the recognition of your oneness. Jesus the Christ, Jesus Christ, oneness, wholeness, completeness. You, as the spiritualized manifestation of God, are ready to be lifted to a place where the former things and laws and beliefs do not, cannot touch you, no matter what the human law says. If I be lifted up, if you are ready to accept the good of God here and now, you are also prepared to make your temple ready to receive the glorious new vibration of the now and experience the feeling of being lifted beyond all lack, fear, and limitation and away from all adverse conditions, no matter from what source they issue. Come apart from among them and be quiet. Be still and know. Only when you put a seal upon your lips and go within to the me of you and identify yourself with this can you taste of the glories of the kingdom. You will not talk about healings, but you will be in a place where there is nothing to heal. You will be silent, serene, joyous. The seal placed upon your lips is not the seal that many think. It is a cessation from argument about the truth. And this gives opportunity for speaking the truth. There is such a difference in talking the truth and talking about the truth. The latter will get you nowhere except into arguments from which you will be unable to extricate yourself. What do you care about others' opinions, beliefs, and knowledge? They are all subject to change without notice. Last week's newspaper is not interesting to you today. The news is dead, and so is it with the opinions and beliefs of others. Before you know it, they are worth nothing and are cast aside. Unadulterated faith is the faith of a child, because adult faith would be sure to be adulterated with human opinions and limitations. No wonder the kingdom of heaven is made up of children. The unmingled love is the God love which is not moved by the human emotions to do something special for one and not for another. The unmingled love is that which frees from fear and limitations. It is the pure God love passing from God to man. Take all you want, but don't forget the best. How do you like that invitation? Dare you to accept it? Could you take the best? Would that be right? What do you think? Would a child take the best piece of candy if offered the choice? Would you if you were alone? Well, I'm just asking you a few questions. You answer them for yourself, but be sure you take the best. Do not forget. Do you hear? You can speak the word of God with fluency and with a lovely inspiration if you will let God speak in you. You need only open your mouth and the words will be supplied. But if you are not absent from the body at the same time, you will not know what to do with the body, and finally you will end by making no speech. That is all there is to successful lecturing. When you are ready, God will use you and speak the word through you and make you a glorious channel of the inspiration of spirit. The same power has 1,000 attributes to express through you. When you have canceled all your preconceived ideas and opinions about yourself as a personality, then you shall live forever. We are His, whether expressed or unexpressed. I will set you free from every undesirable thing. And this is life eternal, to know me. You cannot know me as long as you insist that you are a thing apart from me, born in sin and conceived in iniquity, and full of all uncleanness and evil. You cannot know me as long as you identify yourself with a human destiny and feel that you must fulfill that destiny. You cannot know me as long as you think there is another power apart from me which is said to be less powerful, but which appears to be more so. Awake, thou that sleepest, the new day, the new idea, that which transcends the human beliefs has come. I will set you free from every undesirable thing. Either you believe it or you do not. If you do not, it does not matter how much you talk and argue about it. It will not change anything if you do. It will be fulfilled. I do not know how. I cannot imagine. I have no way of knowing, so why should I bother to find out? God has a way. His ways are past finding out. So why worry anymore how it is going to take place? I said, I will set you free from every undesirable thing, and I mean it. Whether you can accept it or not, it is true. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of spirit. Even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. We see then that this wonderful word of freedom has not come at the wrong time, for the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now, until now, until you recognize the presence of God. Your whole universe has been groaning and travailing in pain, and likewise you have been waiting, awaiting the adoption, to wit, the redemption of your body, the body that has been lost in material beliefs of sin, sickness, and fear, is to be redeemed by the union of the spirit and matter. The prodigal is to return to his father state of consciousness and receive the robe and the ring and the fatted calf. The body is to be freed from the laws of human thinking and is to take on that spiritualized flesh of which Jesus spoke and which he showed to his disciples. By closing your conscious mentality and stilling it, the inner man will speak and will unfold. By closing all material books, the book of life will open to you and reveal its hidden secrets. The book of life and heaven in the heavenly state of consciousness is opened in you. In that book, you find your new name written, the name which no man shall pronounce, and the great revelations of truth come forth and loosen the seven seals. Think of the book of life being opened before you. Do you begin to see, you who read this line, that looking past all material books you shall read the true message in the book and find your new name written therein? When man becomes God-conscious, then he knows himself to be the fatherhood degree of spirit or truth, knows himself to be the motherhood degree of spirit, knows himself to be the sonship degree of spirit or body. The Jesus Christ man, or the perfect expression of his true self. All our troubles have arisen from the fact that man has striven to make over his consciousness and body. He has worked with them, trying to make them come up to the standard of the vision shown to him at the moments of his highest realization. Now he is learning that the soul and the body must be one in the invisible as well as in the visible.